Let the Lord that was once upon be made an ember. Let it sleep like a dead desire. I only remember when they begin the beginning. Oh yes, let them begin the beginning. Make them fly till the stars of a very far return above. Did you wish to be once more, darling? When they begin the beginning, when they begin the
I have to involve you lads that deposit your nickels in the jukeboxes for safekeeping. A string of pearls.
Thank you. Listen to that, America. Listen closely and be proud. It's our new national anthem. The smashing, dashing song of horsepower. Thousands of horsepower crammed into a few cubic feet of space. Crammed into the precision smooth walls of modern aircraft engines. The aircraft engine's a piece of mechanical magic. It's a symbol of speed and power in American manufacturing ingenuity. American know-how. The know-how that is the heritage of Johnny. Johnny, the kid next door. You remember Johnny. Well, you ought to. He's the kid that almost broke your eardrums with his loud yells as he played war games with the other boys in the neighborhood. But war isn't a game with Johnny anymore. It's a serious business. He's a soldier. He's a lot of soldiers. He's a legion of young Americans being trained for the Army Air Force's training command to fly our planes and keep them flying. Today, Johnny's a soldier student at the Army Air Force's technical school. This school is maintained by the training command in cooperation with Wright Aeronautical Corporation. They're the makers of the famed Cyclone and Whirlwind engines. Let's go downstairs and talk to him. He's in the basement classroom working on a section. Like a job for a welder.
Welder?
Yeah, the way that housing's broken away.
It isn't broken. It's deliberately cut there.
Now, wait a minute. Nobody's going around cutting up expensive airplane engines just for fun.
But it isn't for fun. It shows just how the internal supercharger works. A practical demonstration like this is a lot easier and faster than trying to get the stuff out of books.
No, I know what you mean.
Our instructors have cutaway models of practically every individual section of the right cyclone engine. That way, it doesn't take as long to learn enough to become special.
Well, sounds like a thorough way of teaching.
It is that. And we get the same thing in six phases. Each phase covering a different section of the engine.
Yeah? What's the next phase, Johnny?
Well, that all depends. Maybe we'll go into crankshaft. Well, I can explain it better in the test cell. Come on.
Hey, Johnny, I just noticed something. Those gold bars on your coveralls mean anything?
Sure, I'm a lieutenant.
A lieutenant? I thought this school was for enlisted men.
Well, most of the students are a year, but we engineering officers have to know our engines too, so they've been sending us here.
How do you like that? I'm a smart guy. You're only calling you Johnny.
Yeah, I wonder where you got the Johnny. My name's really C.C. Alicina.
Well, do you mind if I ask you a couple questions, sir?
Skip the sir and call me Johnny. I like it better.
Thank you, sir. Johnny. You live around here?
No, my home's in Portland, Oregon. That's where my wife and family are.
Family?
Yeah, I've got two kids. Boy 5 and girl 3. Here are their pictures.
You don't usually carry them. Happen to have them with you today?
Yeah.
Say, they're pretty cute, isn't that?
Yeah, I think so.
It looks like Selective Service jumped the gun in your case, doesn't it?
Oh, I wasn't inducted. I was in the Air Force in 1934, stationed at Nichols Field, Manila.
You must have had a lovely time on December 8th.
I wasn't there then. They sent me home in 1935 and transferred me to the Air Corps Reserve because of a tropical fever.
Oh, but you're stuck with aviation.
You bet. I helped organize the Oregon National Guard Air Corps. My civilian job was to take care of the planes.
Well, you're certainly a natural for Johnny Technician. You were called up from the reserves when the war broke out, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. I spent 8 months with the 123rd Observation Squadron. Anti-submarine patrol on the Pacific Coast.
That's nice going. When did you get your commission, Johnny?
Oh, about 6 months ago. I graduated from Officer Kennedy School in Miami Beach, Florida. Then I was assigned as engineering officer to the 34th Bombardment Group to fly to California. From there, I came here to learn more about what makes the cyclone engine kick.
Hey, that must certainly take
a... It ought to be. The lieutenant's been working on it and checking it all day.
Oh, so these are the test cells, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Notice those engines mounted on concrete?
Yeah.
They're the same engines used in various types of planes. The B-17, for instance.
Huh?
Here's where we put into practice all the things we've learned during our course of instruction.
In other words, you get practical experience.
That's right. It's just like working on a plane, except controls are in this glass enclosed booth instead of the cockpit. This way, we learn how to operate the engine controls, adjust them, start the engine, and all that.
I see. Is this particular engine working?
Well, it is, unless one of the instructors has crossed us up. They often do that by removing a spark plug, loosening a nut, cutting the gas supply, or any of a number of things. Then we have to trace the trouble and fix it. Here, I'll try it. This is the starter button.
Uh-huh. Well, this engine's running okay.
Yes, that engine's running okay, and all those engines will be okay as long as Johnny's on the job. You've just seen Johnny at work. Johnny, the kid next door. Today, Johnny was represented by Lieutenant C.E. Alicina, who gave his permission for Private Damien O'Flynn to speak for him. American engineering skill has given our pilots the finest aircraft engines in the world. And that same skill is demonstrated by Johnny Specialist, who will keep them the finest. When the pilot climbs into the cockpit of his plane, he knows he'll be flying with more than a wing and a prayer. He knows that because of Johnny, his engines will keep working under any plenty of horsepower to deliver firepower to the Axis. Johnny, the kid next door, is going to make sure those engines are operating. Because Johnny knows they'll furnish the horsepower to speed us along the road to victory.
Now then, the time. Serenade for the mothers, wives, and sweethearts of the enlisted men at Wright Aeronautical Factory School. Here's something old, something new, something barred, and something blue. The old song, Long, Long Ago.
I think you'll remember Moonlight Serenade.
play something blue. The band plays Blues in My Heart.
Skillful, aggressive pilots, bombardiers, and navigators. Young Americans, right here is where you come in. Right now, there's a chance waiting for you to join those thousands of other young men in the Army Air Forces who are sweeping the skies clean of America's enemies. Even while you're still 17, you may volunteer for aviation cadet training on a reserve basis. Just ask for full details at your nearest post office, aviation cadet board, or Army recruiting office. Join hands with those heroes of the sky who wear the silver propeller and wings of the Army Air Forces by enrolling in the Army Air Corps Enlisted Reserve. And do it today, this very afternoon, while you're thinking about it. And now, back to the music.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Here's the top tune of the week as chosen by the guys and gals at Wright Aeronautical. Band and Glee Club get together, we hope, on In My Arms.
Thank you.
Sustain the Wings has presented the band from the Army Air Force's Technical School at Yale University, Captain Glenn Miller, Corporal Broderick Crawford, Corporal Tony Martin, Corporal Ray McKinley, and Johnny, the kid next door. This program is the last in a series over the Columbia Network. The Army Air Force's wishes to take this opportunity to thank all their friends at CBS for their splendid and unqualified cooperation. Beginning next week, I Sustain the Wings will be heard over another network. For the exact time and stations, please consult your local newspaper. See you then.
This program has been written and produced entirely by soldiers of the Army Air Forces and came to you from New York City. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.